We've got Christ the Herd coming up this morning. That's great. Well, come on up. Have a seat. Want to see what you know about our national parks. Can you tell me what are some famous rocks in our country? Does anybody know any? I still can't hear you. Gems. Well, gems are precious stones. You're absolutely right. But what I'm looking for is something like Mount Rushmore. Do anyone know of any other famous rocks other than Mount Rushmore?
The church.
Well, the church is absolutely puts their faith in the rock, which is Christ. You're right. In the book of Joshua, he has the elders from the 12 tribes of Israel get a stone from the dry river basin and build an altar. But what I was talking about is kind of things like Plymouth Rock, where the pilgrims landed when they came to America, or the Rock of Gibraltar, or Chimney Rock, or in Colorado, Pike's Peak. There are numerous rocks across our country and around the world. For example, maybe you think of the rock that is Mount Fuji that you've learned about in history, geography, or maybe you visited on a family vacation. But as a couple of you mentioned, as we read through the Bible, our eyes are shown, our eyes are directed to the rock that is Jesus. We heard in the epistle reading just a few minutes ago that Jesus is the rock that the faithful travelers of the Bible were to see and to visit. He is actually the one that led the people in the wilderness. The patriarchs like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the prophets, and the kings of Israel also were to look to this rock. Sometimes they did, but sometimes in unbelief and stubbornness, they refused to see God's obvious landmarks. But whether they looked for him or not, the rock, Jesus, never moved and he never changed. The New Testament travelers, that would be the disciples and the apostles, saw the rock and stood upon the rock. Peter even confessed Jesus, the rock, to be the Savior and the Son of God. And so those who travel with the message of salvation always have the rock in view. As we study the Bible together, as we listen to God's Word here in our time of worship and at home with our family, we continue to see that the rock is Jesus. You see, Jesus is more than just a place of history or an interesting stop in geography or geology. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. We see him, we believe in him, we build our lives upon him in trust. And so let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the places we visit as we learn about you and your world. We are thankful that you have shown yourself to us and bought us and saved us by shedding your blood on the cross. Amen. All right. Thank you. You may return to your seat.